WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Wausau is looking to redevelop land parcels on North 2nd Street. The city's Economic Development Committee reopened the request for interest aimed at redeveloping the parcels on Tuesday, after a December deadline yielded little interest.
Given the limited interest that we've received so far, especially during this time period during the winter, when it's really not too common to see too much development interest happening.
That's Development Director Randy Feifrick. He recommended the committee create an open deadline for developers to express their interest. District 4 Alder Tom Neal supported the recommendation.
Having the kind of artificial deadline, just there was really no need for it. But on top of that, I think that some kind of marketing effort on our website and our social page would be good.
According to the request for interest released last October, the 8 currently separate parcels of city-owned land are within walking distance of the Wisconsin River. The city is looking for proposals that add value to the neighborhood and surrounding businesses, maximize property tax value, and meet the design guidelines on the zoning ordinance. One of the parcels was acquired by the city through a Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG. According to a memo, the grant requires the development to provide some kind of benefit for income-qualified individuals. Feifrick told the committee timing isn't a concern in getting these parcels developed.
As we move forward, if there does come to be an issue, we can work with the city and the Economic Development Committee. There may be a scenario where it makes sense that we appropriate some different funds to really cover for that CDBG funds.
For more information on the request for interest, visit the City of Wausau's Development Division webpage. We've got lots of data center news from all over Wisconsin. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks it down.
In DeForest, residents had circulated a petition asking the village board to add a new ordinance requiring that any big annexation of land would have to go on the ballot as a referendum, so voters would have the final say. At a meeting Tuesday night, the DeForest Village Board said no to that idea. QTS wants DeForest to annex 1,600 acres of property to build a data center there. And in Menominee, the city council has instituted new rules for approving these huge projects. The city now has tighter rules for how data centers should be zoned. They can't be considered warehousing anymore, and now there's a whole separate zoning category just for data centers. Council members tell Civic Media this change allows them to respond to community concerns in the future, like noise, light, and water use. The city of Menominee has faced pushback over a $1.6 billion proposal from Balloonist LLC. Meanwhile, at the state capitol, Republican lawmakers have introduced a plan that would further regulate data centers. The proposal from Republicans Romaine Quinn and Shannon Zimmerman would ban data center electricity costs from being passed on to Wisconsinites. It would also require data centers use closed-loop cooling systems, which dramatically decrease their water use. Democrat Jody Habish-Sinikin has introduced her own bill that would regulate data centers. In a statement to Civic Media, she says she's encouraged to see more lawmakers joining the conversation. But neither of those bills has had a hearing yet. And then on top of that, a candidate for governor wants to pause all data center construction across Wisconsin. Madison Representative Francesca Hong has proposed a statewide moratorium on the projects until lawmakers have a chance to write new rules. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A Marathon County supervisor has announced he will run for state treasurer. Yiling Xiong represents District 19 on the county board and serves as treasurer on the D.C. Everest School Board. He's also the executive director of the Hmong American Center. In his announcement, Xiong said the office of treasurer isn't ceremonial, it's critical. He said the treasurer, quote, serves as an independent watchdog for how Wisconsin manages public dollars. Xiong faces small business owner and IT project manager Eric Wilson and Black Earth Village trustee Dylan Helmenstein in the Democratic primary in August. The national average of gas prices in 2026 looked to be lower than 2025. That's according to the 2026 fuel price outlook from Gas Buddy published this week. They forecast the yearly national average to fall back below $3 per gallon for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic. Officials project the yearly U.S. average to be $2.97 per gallon. This is 13 cents lower than 2025's average and marks the lowest yearly average since 2020. Prices moving through the year will be subject to the usual bouts of volatility with seasonal demand, refinery maintenance, hurricane season, and ongoing geopolitical risks. Blood donations are needed to prevent a winter blood shortage. The Red Cross and other donation organizations are putting out a plea for donations. Donors with types O, A negative, and B negative blood are especially needed now. As an incentive, the Red Cross and the National Football League are partnering for the seventh straight year. As a thank you to donors who give between now and January 25th, you'll automatically be entered for a chance to win a Super Bowl 60 giveaway. There are regular donation hours in Stevens Point throughout the month. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
A win for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Marquette over Xavier, 66-65, thanks to a slam dunk by Ben Gold. With less than a minute to play, head coach Shaka Smart after the game.
It feels good to win. Guys did a great job at the very end. Doing one of the most basic things that goes into winning basketball games, and that's, you know, back-to-back possessions of a score and a stop.
The win snapped a six-game losing streak for Marquette. NBA, the Bucks came up short in San Francisco, losing to Golden State 120-113, Steph Curry 31 points. NFL, the Packers in the playoffs against the Bears Saturday night, but they'll do it without one of their most versatile players, Bo Melton, to IR with a knee injury suffered against the Vikings. Melton has played wide receiver, defensive back, and on special teams.
He became the returner. He's the off guy. You know, he does so many things. So he'll be missed for sure.
At special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little foggy and frosty this morning, then cloudy with off and on light rain through the day today. Our high in the mid to upper 30s. Tonight, cloudy with some rain and then some rain and snow. We're going to drop into the low to mid 20s. Should be light snow amounts, but enough to make things slick. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, low to mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.